Now, she'll be joined on the line by Victoria. Good morning to you, Victoria.
Good morning. How are you, Debbie?
I'm great. Now, Victoria, you're speaking to us there just across the road from Bonnybrook Pharmacy. And just mentioning before we even go into what happened last week, there has been on the news even, frontline shop workers, cashiers, checkout operators, there's been worrying reports of an increase in verbal abuse from customers. Even some has been spat at, which is an absolute disgrace when you're out there in the front line trying to help people. Tell us what happened last week in your shop.
So last week, a gentleman came in, and obviously it's policy for us to wear masks mm-hmm. in the shop and to ask everyone to wear masks in the pharmacy, coming into the pharmacy, unless they're medically exempt. And so we obviously have staff members who are, you know, vulnerable, and we also have lots of elderly patients and also people who are vulnerable coming into the pharmacy. So we can't have people walking around with no masks on, especially in the current climate where the numbers are so high. So we do ask everyone to please wear a mask unless they're exempt. And there's signs on the door. So anyway, a gentleman came in at lunchtime on Thursday, and one of my lovely young OTC girls, which is over-the-counter medicines, was asked him, would he mind putting on a mask? And, you know, she works part-time. She's in Trinity at the moment. She's a lovely girl, really, really nice, very pleasant. Anyway, the gentleman said no, and she said, are you medically exempt? And he said no, and he said that he wasn't brain dead, like all of us. And I wasn't actually in the pharmacy at the time, it was my other pharmacist. Mm. And so my young manager said to him, if you wouldn't mind, we can offer you a mask for free, that's no problem, if you wouldn't just mind putting it on, because we have patients in the shop. And he started having an absolute rant with expletives and everything else, and started getting really aggressive. And she said, if you wouldn't mind just standing at the back of the shop, if you don't want to wear a mask, and at the front door where the door is open, and we can serve you down there. And he just lost the plot and started verbally abusing the everyone in the shop, and then proceeded to punch the Perspex screen that protects the patients and the staff. And it's a really heavy screen,
yeah.
And he punched it with such force that it actually flicked right up and nearly knocked the girl who was serving him out.
That's disgraceful.
So she's understandably very upset and very shook. Actually, 21.
That's
terrible. This is just absolutely disgraceful. We had patients waiting to be vaccinated in our consultation room who got an awful fright. You know, I'm just thankful that there's no young children around or very elderly in the shop at the moment of time.
What gives them the right? It's you're there as a frontline shop worker.
Yeah.
You know, you've been there through the whole of this COVID.
You're
one of the ones that were there for the whole time, helping people out, giving vaccinations, as you said, helping the community around here in Coolock.
Yeah.
To be abused like that, it's a disgrace.
Oh, completely. And it's such an amazing community in Coolock. Like, they have been so welcoming and lovely. And one thing I always say is the people in Coolock, around this area, they have such good manners, and like it's a really old community. It's just a lovely community, and for this man to think that he's above all that and be so aggressive to such a young member of staff as well. When the worst thing, I think, actually was, it was the day we were all hearing about poor Aisling Murphy. We were all mourning that, you know, violence against women, and the girls were already shook. And then he was very, very abusive. Now, we have very clear CCTV, and the guards have charged him. And that's just not acceptable. You know, the staff member is very upset, and she's very shook up.
I'm sure she is.
Yeah, when my manager, Emma, went after him and said to him, excuse me, you know, you can't do that. You know, do you realise what you've just done? He just roared in her face and laughed and said, what are you going to do, little girl? Like, I think that even
that's so intimidating. That's awful.
Yeah, no, he's quite a big man as well. He's a very tall man. You know, my staff are, you know, we're all females. So, you know, and they wouldn't be the biggest. So I do think it was definitely, you know, we're in shock, actually.
I think, do you know what, I think people can forget sometimes how vulnerable you can be working, especially I think in a pharmacy as well, in a chemist. I worked, as you know, in a pharmacy myself for 15 years, and we were subjected to a lot of that as well, because we had the a clinic beside us, you know, for drugs and needles and stuff like that. So we were attacked a few times, and I had a big stand like that on the counter thrown at me, and it's, you know, it's not nice. It's you're quite vulnerable. Like that, I was quite young at the time as well, and it did leave it left an impact on me. It was awful. And for people like staff in down to cashiers, everyone has to wear masks. So what gives customers the right to think they can just come in and do what they want. Like, you did ask, had he got some medical issue that he couldn't wear, and he hadn't. Mm-hmm. You know, I've seen I've seen it in Northside as well. I've seen people been abusive. Yous are all like sheep and all this. Like, you have your opinion. Keep it to yourself and just do the right thing. You know, we're trying to keep shops open. We're trying to, as you know, Victoria, keep the chemists. It's an ongoing issue of the current shortage of retail workers because of the way it is at the moment.
Like, yeah, we're actually closing early today because we're short staffed. Like, it's you know, it's really chronic, and we're doing our very best. It's one of the only times we've ever had to close it slightly early, but we can't. We have to have a safe number of staff, but it doesn't help when our staff are verbally, and even the verbal abuse, never mind the physical abuse, which was absolutely atrocious. But even the verbal abuse in the day to day, when you ask people to wear a mask, it's like, it's the law. It's currently trying to keep everyone safe. And if you're in a pharmacy, I have got pharmacy staff who are have underlying health conditions. And I have got patients who are walking through the door who might be going through active chemo, or might living with someone who, or they could be carers. Like, they have got to have masks on, and they have to be in a safe environment. You know, and like, I feel really sorry for the other, you know, because we have Aldi obviously beside us here and Mr. Price. The abuse that the frontline is getting, even in this day and age, where he's calling my staff, you know, awful names and telling them that they're brain dead because they're wearing a mask.
Like, it's
it's just terrible. But luckily, the guards, we are pressing charges. We will fully prosecute them, to the, you know, to the end of the earth, because that's not okay. You know, it's just not okay.
No, it's not. And I've heard from another, I go to my local chemist as well, and they were, one of the staff members was actually spat on a couple of weeks ago as well. So it's just not on. Apart from that, like, you don't know what's in that. So you have to kind of, if you have vulnerable parents, and, you know, that's a whole family affected, because you have to isolate after doing that because you don't know what's in it. So it's not on. What are the guards saying? Are they taking it serious?
Yeah, they are. They're taking it very serious. They just think, you know, and also it was such kind of a misogynistic attack, in the sense that he used his masculinity, which was awful, and even called, you know, what are you going to do, little girl? Like, I mean, it just gets worse and worse. You know, he knew he used his stature and his, you know, everything as well, you know, against my staff. And it made them feel very unsafe, even more than he'd already physically attacked them. He'd already verbally attacked them. And he just went out laughing, thinking this was, he got, he, you know, he'd the upper hand, thinking that he was great.
Well, I wouldn't say he's laughing now. I'm glad they got him now. That's just not on.
Yeah, well, we've excellent CCTV, and, you know, I can't have people being abused, whether it's myself or my staff. I feel worse because it nearly wasn't me, you know, because, you know, I'm big enough and bold enough, but it wouldn't be nice for anyone, but particularly somebody who's like part time, works for us part time, is in college.
Awful, absolutely terrible. Would you ever think of, I know when we got held up a few times, that was over in Bagot Street, we actually just put a lock on the door and just let people in, you know, when we had a camera to see who was coming in. We had to kind of suss out first who was walking into the shop. Isn't that nice?
Yeah, we do. We have a mag lock on the door, so we can do that in the evening times. Then we have security guards who just wasn't there at the time. And we also have, but with COVID, the most important thing with COVID in a workplace is ventilation.
We try
and have the door open to keep the staff safe, and to keep, because we have so many people coming through the doors, that's the other side of it, is where do we get the ventilation if the door is locked all the time? So that's, it's kind of a catch-22.
And you shouldn't be in fear of your life going into work, doing a day's work, helping people, helping the community, and to be abused like that, physically abused. It's just not on. And Victoria, like, we spoke to you many times, the great work you're doing over there, you're doing vaccinations, you're giving a lot of advice on loads of different topics, you know. So other than this incident, and I know you're going to get a few incidents, which you shouldn't, but you are, you know, it's not on. The rest of the time, as you said, the, you know, people of the area are very, very nice. And we know from the people that they find the pharmacy great. It's a great asset to the community, because what you're offering, the services you're offering, you know, it's not on to be having to come into work and having to face that. So you're keeping busy anyway. You're still doing vaccinations?
We are. So we do all COVID vaccinations. We do flu vaccines. So we do boosters, and we do first and second doses. So if anyone is hesitant and is maybe a little needle phobic, you know, we are really good at that. We'll take our time with them. We'll explain to them. And there is a lot of people who are still, we're still doing quite a lot of adult first and second doses. So we are trying to prioritise those people. So if they come in and they're nervous, and they haven't had it yet, by all means come in and have a chat to us on our team. It's a really calm environment as well. So, you know, I think sometimes the mass vaccination centres can be a little off-putting for people.
Mm.
So this just keeps everything nice and calm, and they're in and out in no time, and they usually think, oh, you know, that was great, Victoria, thank you. And, you know, they're not half as worked up as they would be if they had to go and stand, you know, in a queue for an hour and
exactly.
In a big mass vaccination centre. So we are doing plenty of that, and we have antigen tests and masks and everything else that anyone could need. So, and as I said, it's lovely to be part of the community in Coolock, and in fairness, we have such lovely patients. You know, we're not going to let this one, you know, awful instance, you know, ruin it for everyone.
Exactly. Now, one question I was asked before, do you have to be a customer of yourselves to get any of the vaccinations?
No, not at all. No. At the start, we were prioritising our own patients, which is only fair when there was a shortage of vaccines, but now there's plenty. So no, anyone at all can come into us and just give us a ring and make an appointment and we'll fit them in.
Well, Victoria, I'm really sorry to hear that incident took place, and hopefully it'll never happen again. Thankfully, I had great CCTV and he's been caught.
Yes.
And hopefully you don't have to go through this again, because, as you said, you've been there every day through all this helping people.
Yeah.
So you really don't deserve this. But in the meantime, look after yourselves and keep up the good work. And we'll talk to you again soon. On some other issue.
That's great. Look, Debbie,
you're
thanks a million.
About.
Absolutely.
You're very welcome, Victoria. Look after yourself.
You too. Take care.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Bye-bye.